disabled children, disabled adults, disabled veterans, disabled men and women. These are all part of a vulnerable population. I remember when I was in an activist group in Phoenix when I was in Gilbert. And one day a lawyer came to this group and he said, if you know of any lawyers who do pro bono work, free work, please let me know. And so we asked the lawyer, why is it that we need some help in some pro bono work? And he said, what we're finding is we're finding an increasing amount of women who are being abused by men, and they've been hit so often in the head that they have a disability. And then the men take everything away, and they have nothing. And at one time they could function on their own, but now they're no longer able to. That's a vulnerable population, folks. I know that many people with disabilities receive a disability check, and quite often I would say somewhere between one half and two thirds of the people that I've ever given financial assistance to were probably people that were on disability. It's so hard to stretch the money out from the beginning of the month all the way through. And anytime after the 20th, I may get a phone call from someone who has a disability and needing additional assistance. That's a vulnerable population, folks. The elderly and the poor disproportionately have more disabilities than the rest of the population. And when you add in the increased amount of money it takes for a disability, that even makes the poor even poorer. That's a vulnerable population. The good news is this, folks, that even if the world mistreats you, even if the world says to someone with a handicap license plate in front of them, get out of my way, or even if the world says to someone when you're standing behind them in the grocery aisle and they say, get out of my way, or even if you're someone who has a special needs child and you hear this a lot, control your child. Know this, folks. Jesus had a special love in his heart for vulnerable populations. In today's scripture, Jesus uses one of the most vulnerable populations to talk about the kingdom of God. Now, I realize that here in this culture in the United States, we love children. Don't we? Don't we wish we heard more children in our congregation? Don't we wish we had more children in our congregation? Yeah, of course we do. We love children. They're the apple of our eye. They're kind and sweet and compassionate. But it was not that way during the Greco-Roman Empire. I want you to hear these words of Dr. Kendall McCabe, who was my homiletics instructor at United Theological Seminary. He says, in the Greco-Roman Empire, children were often perceived as nuisances. I think my wife may have used that word earlier today. Like despised weeds, little bits of unbridled chaos that were only to be tolerated until they reached adult status. Children were often thought of as property. And poor children were often enslaved and considered to be a property either by the parents or by an estate owner. They had no rights, no status. They were a vulnerable population. And notice that the words that Jesus uses about children in today's scripture, let the children come to me, do not stop them, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Truly I tell you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will never enter it. I want to repeat that line. Truly I tell you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a child will never enter it. There's something sacred about vulnerable populations to Jesus. There's something holy. There's something that's set apart about this population. And I think what Jesus is actually saying to us is, unless you embrace this child, unless you embrace this vulnerable population, you will never know the fullness of God's love. You will never know the fullness of God's love. I can remember being where my daughter is these days, being in middle grade school and wanting to fit in. You remember those days? You wanted to fit in so bad. You would do anything to fit in. And in fact, you would do anything to fit in to the point where you would just do anything. Well, it was that way also during the Greco-Roman Empire. And folks, believe it or not, some adults even act that way today. Do anything to fit in. But in the culture of Jesus' time, honor and shame were decisive factors in determining behavior. And so people were eager to welcome people of high-profile status into their homes. But they wouldn't necessarily want to welcome one of these children into their homes. But Jesus, as he always does, defies the rules and sets new rules, defies the boundaries. He says the fullness of God that we encounter, that we know so well, is dependent upon how we embrace that child. The kingdom of God is not in experience, folks, by bringing in influential, powerful, high-profile people to dinner. The kingdom of God is experienced by helping the elderly lady in a wheelchair across the street. The kingdom of God is experienced by helping someone who's visually impaired get their way across the street. The kingdom of God is experienced by meeting people with disabilities and treating them with respect and dignity. The kingdom of God is experienced, the fullness of God is experienced in this way. Entering the kingdom of God is not about being first or being powerful or influential or great. It is you and I identifying with the least of these to serve simply for Jesus Christ's sake. I don't know if anybody's ever heard this name, but has anybody ever heard of Derek Redman? If you want to see a video clip that if you don't have a lump in your throat and a tear in your eye, you don't have a pulse. Derek Redman was a sprinter at the 1992 Barcelona Olympics. And he was the champion in the 4x400 meter relay and also the 400 meter sprint. On the day that he competed, he tore a hamstring and he fell to the ground. And he got up and he ran on one foot toward the finish line. You all may remember this video clip. And while he was doing that, his father came out of the stands and grabbed him and put his arm around him and said, I got you, and helped his son cross the finish line. It's a powerful video clip, folks. And when we get AV stuff in here, we can show it. I'm excited about that. He did not win the gold in the race. He did not win it. The world always honors the person who wins the gold. But the true hero of that day, folks, was the father who put his arm around his son and said, I got you. That's the kingdom of God that we experience. In the same way, the world will always honor the people with high status, the rich, the powerful, the influential people. But Jesus honors those who are less powerful. The challenge for you and for me is to think like the way God thinks, especially when that runs counter to our established behavior patterns. On this Disability Awareness Sunday, we celebrate all God's creation. We celebrate the disabled veteran. We celebrate the differently abled, special needs adults and children. We celebrate those who work with differently abled populations. We celebrate the visually and hearing impaired. And we celebrate anyone who has ever felt like an outsider because of their disability. Just know that Jesus has a special place in his heart and a special place in his kingdom. Let this service be a reminder that God's grace and God's love is open and available to everyone. That Jesus went out of his way to open the circle to the most vulnerable, the marginalized, the outsider, in a time when humanity would not. So when we leave the service, folks, find those who need help and assist them. Go out of your way. Be attentive to the people in this world that need your special assistance. Let us, the church, attempt to expand the circles. And let this scripture Whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes me, welcomes not me, but the one who sent me. Let this scripture infiltrate our hearts and allow us to realize that God's love and Christ's love is directly proportional to how you and I embrace the vulnerable in this world. Let us pray. Gracious Lord, we thank you for this day in which we can commemorate, in which we can honor and celebrate all of your creation. May we remember these words. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.